The Spires by Kate Moretti, performed by Siri Scott. Chapter 1. The handwritten letter came in the summer, the dead heat of July, or maybe August, hard to remember after working to put it out of her mind, and made her head spin when she read it. It arrived in a postmarked plain white envelope without a return address. Is this a joke? Penelope had thought. Darling Pip, coming up on 20 years, dear girl. I miss you like crazy. I miss all of you. I hear they're finally tearing the old place down. What would you say to a Spires reunion? Get the band back together. Clear the air. Bury all the hatchets. Could give us all some closure. You were always big on that. I'll be in touch soon. Think about it. Think about me. Ha, I knew you'd like that. Love you madly. Jack. Right after she'd read it, she'd run to the bathroom and vomited. Then she'd buried it in her sock drawer and tried very hard to forget it had ever existed. She very nearly had. Chapter 2. February 12, 2020. Pip. It was a single syllable formed by lips painted red and stretched across a too white smile. Penelope noticed her teeth first. The snaggle-toothed canine straightened, the sheen bright and unnatural. Then faint creases in her skin around her mouth and eyes caked with makeup. The raised topography of her cheek, the furious pink scar screaming from her left ear to the sharp angle of her chin. This was also new. The Willa she knew had a gentle swell, a pat of fat under each cheek, the wholesome grin of a cheerleader. Then, the bright blue of Willa's eyes, framed by spidery fake eyelashes, familiar and blinking, happy to see her old friend, Pip. Penelope's knees buckled underneath her, almost gave way entirely, and she gripped the door jamb and, despite being a long-lapsed Catholic, mentally crossed herself in thanks that Brett was still at yoga, and Link, their son, was at a friend's house, and Tara, their daughter, was at school late for what she couldn't remember. It was a miracle Penelope was home at all, seeing how it was barely 4:30 on a Wednesday. No one had called her Pip in 20 years. The nickname had come about in a deliberate way. Unlike most nicknames that were bestowed accidentally, haphazardly, they'd been sitting around the common room, Jack on Bree's beanbag, a joint pinched between his fingertips, the smoke sweetly curling. They all had short, perfunctory names. Bree, Jack, Flynn, Willa, sometimes just Will. Penelope had always been Penelope, a mouthful as a child, stiff and too proper for a college student. Too much to say when your tongue was thick with vodka and weed. Jack had a laptop, gray, space-age looking and clunky, and he'd Googled nicknames for Penelope, and the fledgling internet had churned out Pippa. Long before the Middletons made the name household common, Penelope was anointed Pippa, and they had all screamed with laughter. A dog's name, Bree had protested, half-heartedly, which only made things worse, thereby cementing it as fact.